Hi, everybody. This is Joe the Widget Wilson coming to you for my host journal. I think this is my, third or my fourth. I don't remember which one. However, I have had a lot on my mind today. Tons and tons and tons. I want to just share with everybody. Just kind of give you guys more of a look into the scary thing that is my brain and how it operates and everything that I've gone through in my life. I'm going to kind of dispense knowledge or advice on you guys, because if anything, if I can, you know, help at least one person with the advice I give to avoid the mistakes I had to make to find those answers, then I did something good. And that's exactly what I want to talk about. And one of the things that came on my mind today was listening to a song, Forever Young, but bigger. And it struck a chord with me in the fact that it kind of confused me, as in how anybody would want to be immortal. And why I say that is, even if you don't have that love in your life right now, that one thing that drives you for that person, eventually you will find it. And if you're immortal and you find that person that, you know, completes you utterly and wholly, mortality would seem like a blessing more than a curse. I know I don't want to live forever. I don't want to watch my loved ones pass away in front of me and continue on and be alone forever. That just, it's kind of sad, really. But other things I want to talk about, speaking of love, is to me, that's like the most powerful force in the world. And there's nothing better than the love of your family, the love of your friends. I love my friends very much. I admire them very much. I see people like Ivarwan and Lou. They are my heroes, not for just because who they are, also for what they do. They mean the world to me. And it's just like, I guess what I'm going to say is, I'm kind of rambling in the odd direction here, going ahead of myself, but the big thing I want everyone to take away from this is how you perceive yourself, how you look at the world, and how the world looks at you. Even though you may have very little friends, very little family, you work on a job where you don't really see anybody, there's still people looking at you. There's still people watching you. And one of the things I had to learn, probably the hardest thing I had to learn, was to treat everybody how I wanted them to treat me. And that took a long time for me to learn. And the best thing I figured out on how to do this was to try to be the nicest person I could possibly be to everyone I encounter. Yeah, I do have my off days. Everyone does. I mean, if I yell at you about something, I'm quickly to, within minutes, being happy and friendly and bouncing around everywhere as well. However, it's worth it. Being as nice as possible as you can to everybody and going the extra mile for everybody, no matter if you don't like them or not, it'll always reward in the end, always, no matter what you do. I want to be that person that people look up to and say, that's someone I am proud to be a friend of. That's someone I want to be like. Not so much be like, I don't want people to be like me, because that I just have to feel sorry for them. But take pride. Take pride in every single thing you do, no matter what it is. I don't care if you have a job picking up poop for a living. Dang it, you're cleaning up something and making someone happy for what you're doing. Be proud of everything you do. Take pride in it. Never stop taking pride in what you do. Always strive to be the best. Whether you're in school, getting an education, whether you're out working a 9-to-5 job that seems meaningless and dull to you now, but you're benefiting somebody. You're even benefiting yourself in the fact that you are providing for yourself, for your family, for your friends even. When you take them out for a beer, you know, you're providing them for entertainment. And that hard work suddenly has meaning. All that time and effort you spend to it has meaning when you realize that you're not just doing it for yourself. If you stop doing things just for yourself and start doing things for everyone else, it's so much more rewarding in life. It's so much more beneficial. It'll make you happy, and it makes me happy to do things for people. I spend 12 to 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, not doing these things for myself. Yeah, I love podcasting. I don't like all the background work that's involved in it, but I do it so I can get those podcasts out for you guys and do the best job I can. I want to do the best I can in everything I do. I don't like my regular 9-to-5 job that I do on the side. I don't like it. But what I do like is going to those people's homes and doing the best job I can for them, because they are looking forward to me coming out, setting up the things that they cannot do themselves, fixing the problems they can't fix themselves. And if I walk away from every single home with the people that I went to go help smiling and thanking me, I did good today. I want to do good every day. I want to make people laugh. I want people to be excited. I want to give people a gaming environment, like for instance in Minecraft, where they love to go, and all that work and effort I put into it has meaning to them. They go there and they have fun, and it becomes something that is a release for them. Something that they can get away from the troubles and strife of life and just go have fun. That is the biggest thing I want everyone to take from all this, is to put your best foot forward every single day, every minute of every day, the people around you. All right? Do it for your friends. Do it for your family. Do it for yourself. It's going to take a lot more work and a lot more effort, but no one ever made anything themselves by being lazy, dang it. And that's one of my big philosophies in life, is I'll never make it. Never make it to where I want to go, where I want to be, if I don't work hard every single day, every single minute of every single day that I am awake, working towards that goal. And dang it, I feel like sleep is a waste of my time. I try to get as little sleep as possible because I have too much to do. In all reality, though, you do need 5 to 6 hours of sleep at the bare minimum to survive happily. 8 hours preferred. You can even ask your doctor about that. So yeah, there is point and meaning to all this. And if you are full of hate and spite, and every time you go into work, that's how your day is going to reflect. You're doing that to yourself. You're causing that to just occur to yourself. I know it stinks. It sucks sometimes going to work and sometimes going to school. Sure. Just do it and think of the positives of it. What are you going to achieve in the future? And I mean, that's one of the biggest things my dad ever taught me, was to work hard for my future. To never let up, just to work hard. I admire him for all that he has done. I remember eating nothing but rice for a month because my family couldn't afford anything else. My dad never stopped working, never stopped trying to do more for his family. And in the end, that was his reward. And I can see it in his face even today. And that's what I challenge everyone to do. Is to not do things for yourself. Not live life for yourself, but live your life for others. Live your life doing the best that you can do at everything that you do. I don't care if it's just making a dinner. Do the best you can do at making that dinner. It'll always be better in the end. So this is a really quick little short host rental and a little bit of preaching here. But it's been just stuff on my mind all day today, and I just wanted to get it out and do a host rental for you guys and let you see a little bit of that weird and odd mind that is me. So take care, everybody, and I look forward to talking more games with you guys all very, very soon. I'm going to go play some Black Ops 2. Take care.